Blog Talk Radio. And I think the first 30 minutes we were laughing. 4 hours in, we started crying because it got real. It really did make it real because the soil really, really was bad. I had to go down the hill, and I'm going to be honest with you guys, I lived in and out of this house for, you know, most of my my life. Well, you know, about 13, 14, I suppose. And I never really went down the hill because that's for people that like dirt, right? But this time I had to because the way the water was draining, it was draining brick straight down and going to the condos that are below us. So we had to figure out how to filter the water to drain in other parts of the 3 feet of land that we have. However, my brother was on one side with the shovel and I was on the other side with my shoe, making like these tunnels, whatever, so that the water would filter in this direction. And we laugh about that, but there were several times we almost slipped. And there was one time I just slipped, and my brother just said, sit in it. I'm like, what? Because I had to literally sit there in order to get grip again, because there was no grip. It was just mud, mud, mud. So in the midst of all that, before it got really, really bad, there was an earthquake. Well, I don't know if you guys know anything about this, but there is a such thing as earthquake vertigo. I used to get that a lot, and the people would say I was being a drama queen when there would be an earthquake. All of a sudden, I'd get this headache. They're like, oh, God, you know, it's just an earthquake. Well, if you read up on it, there is a such thing as earthquake vertigo. And that's what I've experienced, to the point that you experience for a long time because your body even picks up the tremors. So when we would have an earthquake, I would be sick for days. And this time, again, I was quite sick because in the middle of this rainstorm, there is an earthquake, lots of tremors. 6 ago. But more importantly, we got through it. And that's when you begin to realize how strong your family is. But this goes back to looking for my favorite part. As you guys know, my mom's about 83 because I'm a year four. But this is where it gets a little heavy, heavier than the mud slug. No, I'm only doing it better than that. Let me tell you guys. I'm still finding, by the way, mud in parts of my body, even though I had. But here's where it gets real. And my mom couldn't do anything about it. She spoke. My mother never agreed. She's like, okay, let's do it. Let's do that. Let's do it. Everything stopped. The fear that has carried this family through was shaking. For the first time, my mother looked out and said, well, whatever I produce for these kids, but we're only three of us in the room here. If I could have been here, the whole house would be rebuilt and she's home. But she said, okay, without seeing it, you just nod in her eyes. Now, I'm not one to cry. My older brother's not one to show fear. My younger brother didn't even show fear. He's still young, you know. But he gave me my cousin because I know that we can do the best we can. Because what we are realizing is that the mudslide is getting closer and closer to the foundation of the home. If we would have called the fire department, like my brother's fire department, and we also called my brother-in-law, who would be a fire department, he told me the situation, and it's going to get that storm. But if we had called the fire department, we would have been red tag, yellow tag, or negative tag, whatever they put in the gap. My mom was going to have her house red tag, so she couldn't take it down. Here, my brother looked at me, and I just said, my older brother, he's the one that got me started with the show. He doesn't, I've never seen him. He's here. He said, he called me, he said, don't be calling me 50, my brother. My name is 50 in the family. I'll call my 50 kids. I don't know. But we did what we could do. And we went to bed Sunday night knowing that we were either going to have to leave or we stopped it. Well, my younger brother, he came out and he did something with this train. We all worked together. It was just at a period of time where my younger brother was like, it's not that serious. But my older brother and I were like, oh, so my younger brother science and got into cold and understood what was going on. We all worked together and we got it. And basically we flooded our back patio area. The next morning, but thank you, Mary, for calling and checking on us. My mother appreciates that. When we came back into the house through the patio, we're wet. My mom's taking clothes and we clothes. We still look at her and she's like, sorry, you guys. I couldn't help. I didn't know what to do. But here's the good thing. That's when the essence of your parenting shows up. What you truly instill in your children show up in time when you can't do anything because you are absolutely so depressed. Whether it's my mom's whole life going down the hill or her being older, we had one of her best friends. We don't know what she was technically going through. But what we did know is that she couldn't move normal decisions. What she did realize the next morning, when we looked out, and I was dreaming, it was still raining, we looked out, and the hill split a lot. In fact, we had people come in and fix it. But next morning, she said, it wasn't for you guys. I don't know what would have happened. I hope, you know. My mom's not one to get emotional or sit down and give a whole bunch of credits and all that, because we joke around and we love ourselves more than, you know, we share with the love for each other. And she gets me, thank you, Cheryl. I'm like, Mom, seriously, she said, no, I need to tell you something. My brother needed to, we had this moment. And we're not, like I said, because she knows she needs to. But we understood family. We understood our strength. And we understood that sometimes when we think we are weak, which I talked about that a few weeks ago, how you feel down and out in Beverly Hills as a kid. Or you think your parents are bad people, alive or dead, you know, you just, right? And you think they haven't talked to anything, and then the only thing you have to write on is the essence of what you were taught to make the difference between a house sliding down the hill or a house safe. And I know that's true, you know. It was our dedication, our hard work. It was our laughter. It was our desire to make it better, no matter what. Not just for my mom, but that's what my mom would have done for us. And that's what she did for us. My son became a firefighter. And he really thought he'd get it on his own. He did, right? He did. Yes, I would be. But a friend of mine, JT, and some other people, said, surely, well, we really look at it. Because that's you. You put your mind to it, too. That's what my son did. My son had no fire experience, nothing whatsoever. We just had, I have a mutual friend, he's a fire inspector, and my son was, because he had that character, hard work, desire, and within me to have it. Which I don't care how mad my son stays with me. I gave him the best of Now, as I'm getting older, I'm one of them. In fact, this show is about looking for my superpower, right? Well, as I transition into another topic here, you find out what you're worth when your parents, you instill that in you, are not there to help you grow. That knows that the child. And that's when you understand how much you love your parents. Because of what they're capable to do, they're capable of doing in a virtual impossibility. It's a friend for you. I mean, it's a friend who also like a different stuff. I didn't realize that she came from my mom, my grandma, my great grandma. I mean, and the strength is not in calling. It's not something you're going to find on TikTok. It's not something you're going to find on Instagram. It's not something where someone can do a meme about you're strong. No. Who the fuck are you in the rain? Who are you when your siblings are just as weak as you are? And who are you as a parent when you're able to stand and who are we now hearing a lot of questions. Someone asked me one time, do you and your son have goals? Do you and your mom have goals? In fact, someone that I really care about, if he loves me so much, then it's pretty difficult for me to understand how much he loves me when he can't hug me. Sorry, people. What does that have to do with love? Anyway, I have 14 minutes. I'm going to get married in a couple of minutes. But because I didn't have a topic this morning, I looked up something. I'm like, you know, I'm going to not give a fuck. And I came up with this great, great, great article. It's written by Mark Manson. And it's filed under, it says, happiness, motivation, and personal values. The subtle art of not giving a fuck. Isn't that great? But what at the article, the paragraph I want to read here, because this was really going to be my show, that's why we're in Marion, and if she's going on about this, she's working, she might not be able to talk to me. But, so again, we'll read this a little bit. The subtle art of not giving a fuck. In my life, I've given a fuck about many people and many things. I have also not given a fuck about many people and many things. And so those fucks, I have not given, have made all the things. I like that. He goes on just a little bit. It says, people often say the key to confidence and success in life is simply not giving a fuck. Right? I don't think I agree with that. Indeed, we often refer to the strongest and admirable people who know in those terms that they lack it. Maybe it's close to the example of what that looks like. But the point is, most of us struggle throughout our lives by giving too many fucks to situations or fucks we're not prepared to be given. We give a fuck about the rude gas station attendant who gave us too many nickels. We give a fuck when the show we like is canceled on TV. We give a fuck when our coworkers don't bother asking us about our options. We give a fuck when it's raining and we were supposed to go jogging in. Fuck's giving everyone. What does that do to me? Because I'm going to read on with the article. Because we need to get a few more. When we choose to get to talk about everything, then we feel as though we are entitled to feel comfortable and happy at all times. That's when life is up. So I have to read this more. I just saw this right before the show. And I thought, wow. I'm going to dig into it a little more. I think we'll talk about this when we're not talking about the rainstorm. I like this, though. Developing the ability to control and manage the funds that you get is the essence of strength and integrity. We must craft and hoard our lack of fuckery over the course of years and decades. Like a fine wine, and I love my wine, I added that. Our fuck must age with a fine vintage, only unforced and given on the most special fucking occasion. I have to say, I have a newfound, I don't know what this is, article, but it just brings me to the fuck of it. Okay, I've been looking for my give a fuck, which has been experienced. And then I read this article and I thought, oh, well, why do we even give a fuck, right? And so it's kind of like a double play on words when it comes to the show. It's like looking for a give a fuck, what are give a fuck, and then just fuck, right? But what? There's a lot of fucks today. I apologize, you guys. Whoever, the children that are listening, I'm really sorry. If you haven't heard the word fuck, I'm going to go to say if you're over. But anyway, what is going on? In life, we need to find something that gives us motivation to keep us going. Yet we can't give a damn about everything because we'll lose our shit. We can't interpret not giving a fuck as strength. Sometimes that could be weak. Because you isolate yourself. I suppose. I don't really know. But what does giving a fuck look like when you have family that you don't share emotions with? You can debate stuff with storm, but how do you get working and praying together as we pray in English, I don't know why. I feel like disaster comes into play and we realize we were only as strong as the weakest. Our mother said, we were awesome. Again, I'm not sure where this is going, but it's going to be that. I'm going to reach out to Mary. I know she's at work. Mary, I'm just reaching out to you to see if you can, I can open your mic. I know you're at work, but let me know if you can now open your mic or you can see your head. But I know you guys are like, people think you're on the show. You're here. Yeah, I don't know. But going back to how this even got started with the heart talk, a new or the waking of your life purpose, and that was kind of going back to the article and saying, what bothers you? Why do you give a fuck about this or about that? Why are you triggered about the gas station person? What is going on with you? And then the new earth awakening of your life purpose was talking about, okay, now that you realize that you're bothered by it or triggered by it, right? Or then let's figure out what we can do with that, if anything, if nothing more, put it on the radar conscience. Okay? Then if you want to dig into it, take it to your psychiatrist, your psychologist, your best friend, and talk about it with a premise and a purpose, not with please fix. There's no fixing that. Wait, stop. There's no fixing that. It's so funny. There's a song that I love. I'm just thinking about the lyric. It says, it's never over, it's only set aside. It's referencing the song. Oh, it's the baby or something. But what I'm saying is that there's no fixing. There's no over. There's just a mold. And you mold yourself into something, and you don't take. Oh my God, this is so bad. I mean, I'm just going to be. You know, has anyone ever done the, what is that called? When you use mud or whatever it's called. But when you mold, you don't take that, oh, I don't like this. And I'm like, no, because that's taking up a part of who we are. It's really funny how, and I'm not knocking people that are transgender or any of those things or trans anything, but people that want to get rid of parts of self. Isn't, aren't we totality of who we are, you know, whether it's given by God or, you know, even shifty? You cannot shred part of you because you're not happy. You can merge it into another direction as you may be, you know, I'm a male, but I feel like a female. That doesn't mean you can go cut off all your nails. I mean, you can. What I'm saying is, listen, you just take it and you welcome it into your new world. A lot of people I know that are going through, and I have a couple clients that are transgender, and what they shared with me, and I know this is like, why are you going through it, because it's important to say this, what they're telling me is that they have a ceremony that they're going to get rid of the male or female part of them, and it is completely dead. And the reason this came up is because they asked me to do a couple of expungements and name changes. And so they're like, that part of me is dead. And so therefore, this declaration I'm going to sign, I'm not going to say at the time I was a female or I'm a male now. Again, we'll talk about that later. But it wasn't until like one of my clients who are of course talking to me. I was like, you know what, you hear nothing there for that. So I'm gonna put it aside. But you should welcome. And that was the beginning of his ability to transition more more instinct with whatever instead of fighting. You can't say I'm dead. But yet, truly go to the court and tell them when I, that dead part of me, I need to get rid of all my 18 sponges. You know, I'm not playing that game with you. Okay. So let's go back. When you're talking about something that triggers you, you're giving a fuck about things that are unnecessary. Boom. Eckhart Tolle says, hey, let's look into that. Hey, is it heavy enough to look into? You talk to your psychiatrist, you talk to your psychiatrist, your psychologist, your friends, and what they're able to do when you come to them with something, it's typically school. Psychiatrists, psychologists, I've said this before, have tools to help us, but they never get to use it because we sit there and say, I'm paying you $100+ an hour, I need you to fix me. You know what they do? They sit and let you talk for a year until you fix your boss yourself, right? So then you come in and go, you know, why is this happening? Here's what I do. You're going to go to their boss. Of course, I should know. I have a master's in organizational consulting. It was nothing more than a year-long psychological course to understand the psychological happenings in law, well, my case law firm. Okay, so this one, when you give them tools, they can help you. Yes, a lot of times they just go to counseling to justify doing stuff. Okay. To hide from giving a fuck, to hide from finding self, to hide from those triggers, to hide from the ability or inability to share love. I really, really think that. Okay, I'm going to bring, in 4 minutes, so I'm going to bring in Mary, because she's available, and let's see. Wait, Mary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm Mary? Here, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Sweetie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You're on a different speaker. Is it echoing back?
Like it? Well, you're echoing.
All right, I don't know what's going on, but go ahead and speak because you sound great.
Do I sound like I'm echoing?
No, you sound good. I'm going to change my frequency.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Okay, there you go.
What am I doing? Plugging my show?
Yes, plugging
my
show.
Okay. So you can find me, it's called Mary Had a Little Cancer with yours truly, Mary Hopkins, every Sunday. Right here on Blog Talk Radio on the J. King Network. It's 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we'll just, you know, talk about my journey through cancer, other people's journeys through cancer. We laugh, we live, we give grace, we give testimony. I got a pretty interesting show today, so come and check us out.
Great. I need all be there. Hey, I know I had some technical difficulties, but did you hear any part of the show and do you want to comment or anything?
I heard very little. Like, I can hear it, Cheryl, but I couldn't make it out. It almost sounds like there's reverb happening or you're at a construction site. It sounds something like that.
Okay. All right. So I'm not sure what's going on. Hopefully it has recorded better. But if not, that's okay. We'll do it again. It's a great show. Oh.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say you do sound better right now.
Okay. Yeah, when I went on and then I went off and then, okay. Well, it's okay. We'll see. Like I said, sometimes it doesn't work and it's not necessarily meant to work in a way that, you know, I expect. And that's kind of like giving a fuck or not giving a fuck. Look, I did it. It's out here. We'll make it happen. You know, one thing you can do is Blog Talk Radio, if you guys didn't know that, you can transcribe your shows. We'll talk about that next week. So, therefore, if for some reason you cannot hear me, I can have someone transcribe it, and you'd be able to read it in an ebook. How's that?
There you go.
Okay, well, we have 2 minutes. Anything else? I guess that's about it. You didn't really get a chance to hear my amazing show. Maybe I'll do it again next week. Same topic. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, great. Okay, listen, you guys. I have a minute and 41 seconds. Thank you, Mary. I guess apparently my show, the sound wasn't as good as it should have been, but that's okay, because what I talked about this week, it's definitely from the soul, it's from the heart, it's not written down or anything like that. It's a pure experience, which I will be able to discuss. I will listen to the show and see how much of it came out, and not enough. I will reiterate some of the most important parts of the show, because it really talks about honoring your mother, your family, your father, whoever instilled greatness in you. It's about honoring them, because you don't know when it's going to be needed. You don't know when you're going to have to pull from a source you even know you had. And we had that experience on Sunday when our house was sliding in, you know, the back of the hill. My brothers and I had to figure out, we had to pull from sources we even know we had. And my brother's 68, I'm 57. My eldest brother, you know, much younger than that. And we did it, and it's because our strength, our pull was our mother. She said, I just can't do this. I'm beginning to see my house for 40 years going down the hill. What do you guys do? And she didn't pressure us. She just allowed, you know, but anyway, we'll talk about that more next week. I do apologize again for the sound. I am working on getting a new Zoom. But until then, you know what, you guys, I don't even know how to say it. Just take a minute and give a fuck about what needs to be given a fuck about. Let other things go. But more importantly, focus on you. We're always focusing on everyone else. Focus on yourself. All right, guys, until then, have a great week. Make great memories. And how can I get safe?